This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, may I ask who the number 3571 belongs to? Thank you, Brad.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, I hope. You can hear me okay? Okay, terrific. Thank you. I know that the CCWG had a call just right before this one, so we were going to wait a couple minutes for folks to dial in, but I can see that there are several people that have now joined in the Adobe Connect room. Is there anyone who is on audio only today?
Yes, Nirani here. I'm on audio only.
Thank you, Nirani. Okay, well, it's about 4 minutes past the hour, so I will go ahead and kick things off here today. Again, welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining us. This is the Transition Program Facilitation Management Call, which we have on a monthly basis to discuss transition program timelines with you. These calls were previously ran by Fadi and Teresa, and since activities have shifted to implementation, these calls will now be managed by Akram and myself. So before we get started, Akram, would you like to say a few words?
Like is a strong word. No, I wouldn't like to say a few words, but I think that I have to say, I have to thank the legal teams that worked together to get the bylaws draft out. I think that was a heroic effort, and sadly, we still have a few more days where it's going to be a very tough work schedule to meet the deadlines that we need to meet. But we shouldn't take our foot off the pedal right now. We have still deadlines to meet, and we will be seeing now the slight changes to the overall timeline based on the effects of the new schedule for making the meeting the bylaws drafting requirements. But other than that, I will turn it back to you, Trang, and to walk us through the timeline and where we are. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Akram. Could we go to the agenda slide, please? Thank you. So today, we'd like to share with you some of the key dates that we need to be mindful of during this phase when NTIA is currently reviewing the proposals and concurrently implementation planning activities are taking place. And then we'll look at the overall implementation timeline, including the bylaws timeline. And if the chairs of the CCWG can join, perhaps get an update from the CCWG. And Lisa, I see that you've joined us today, and perhaps you can give us an update from the CWG perspective, and Nurani, perhaps from the numbers perspective, what your respective community's plans are with regards to the bylaws review process. Then we'll take a look at the implementation timeline, including the bylaw. And then we'll provide you with an update with regards to the implementation oversight task force. So we'll share with you what that is and some of the work that's been done in that task force, and then close out the call. So with that, if we can move on to the next slide, please, and take a look at the timeline. Thank you. So this slide shows some of the key dates between now and when the IANA contract expires, and also a little bit beyond that. The orange color reflects some of the key dates for the U.S. government. And as you can see, we've shown here NTIA's receipt of the ICG and CCWG proposals on March 10th. And as NTIA has indicated, it needs 90 days to review the proposals, which we have shown here, taking us to approximately June 10th for those 90 days. By June 10th is the day that we would expect that NTIA would be able to issue a report that conditions have been met. In order for NTIA to issue that report, NTIA has indicated that they would need to have the adopted ICANN bylaws by the 27th of May, which we have reflected here on this slide as well. This will give them some time in order to finalize the report after they receive the adopted bylaws. And then we know that congressional recess begins on July 15th, which we have also indicated here. The bottom part of the timeline shows the transmission of the ICG and CCWG proposals from ICANN to NTIA on March 10th. And the bottom timeline are essentially ICANN key dates. We are also showing you what some of the ICANN board meeting dates are as well, just for reference. And one other date that I'd like to point out on the bottom timeline is the August 15th date, which is the date that ICANN must submit the implementation report to NTIA. By this day, and when NTIA receives this implementation report from ICANN, it will then assess whether or not a contract extension of the IANA contract is required. So essentially, the implementation report that we will submit to NTIA will indicate what's been completed and what's still outstanding. And for the outstanding items, what we anticipate to be the timing required in order to complete them. And then based on that information, NTIA will assess whether or not the IANA contract needs to be extended. So let me stop there and see if there are any questions on this, on these key dates and on this slide. Okay, well then let's move on to the next slide, please. Thank you. So now this slide shows the key for some of the implementation projects, the first of which, as you can see, there is the bylaws. The top two lines are essentially the key dates that we showed you on the previous slide. With regards to the bylaws, as Akram mentioned, there has been a lot of work that has gone on to this by the legal teams, Sidley Allers and ICANN's legal teams, to create a set of updated ICANN bylaws, which were circulated over the weekend for review. We have and are continuing to work towards a very aggressive timeline to have a set of bylaws that can be published for public comment on the 20th of April. And the plan is that the bylaws will be published for public comment for a period of 30 days. So if they are published on April 20th, the public comment period would end on May 20th. Once the public comment period closes, there will be essentially 7 days to do three things. One, to incorporate any necessary changes. Two, for the ICANN board to adopt the bylaws. And then three, to transmit the adopted bylaws to NTIA. And these three things need to be done within 7 days of the close of the public comment period, so that by the 27th of May, NTIA will have the adopted bylaws. Now, I know that the CWG had a call yesterday to discuss the bylaws. And the CCWG just held a call immediately prior to this call. So I wanted to see to stop here and ask maybe I don't know if anyone from the CCWG has joined, but I do see that Lisa is on. So maybe perhaps Lisa, if I could ask you to provide an update to the group with regards to what the CWG's plans are for the review of the bylaws.
Sure, Trang. I can give you a short update. As I guess many of you know, we will have the main priority is actually to review the CWG-related ICANN bylaws and questions from the drafting team. And we had a call today, and we will have a call again this Monday. We have assigned to the different design teams to actually look at the bylaws and draft some answers to send to the group. Apart from that, we're also looking into responding to ICANN's operating plan and budget for the fiscal year 17. And the last issue that the group is still looking at is actually the IPR issues together with CRISP and IANA plans. So we have those three main issues at the moment that we're working with. But this week is allocated only or almost only to the ICANN bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you for that update, Lisa. Nurani, I see that you're on joining us today as well. Are you able to provide us with an update at all with regards to what the CRISP team plans are?
Certainly. It will be a fairly brief update. As Lisa has indicated, the IPR details are being sorted out between the three communities, and that's proceeding nicely. From a CRISP perspective, as the community representative group, we've now handed over to the regional internet registry, CRIRs, as we've now, as we see it, have reached the implementation phase. So they're now the ones driving this, but we are still participating, making sure that the community views are represented and respected. And really, the only other part that's relevant to this group is the signing of the SLA between the RIRs and ICANN. We're very pleased to see at last ICANN meeting that there was a finalization of text which between the RIRs and ICANN, and there was agreement on that. That has now gone up to public comment. The CRISP team has, again, as it has at every iteration of the SLA versions, reviewed it, and we have not found any inconsistencies. So we're very happy with that very final version. There's still a public comment period until the 15th of April. And as we've expressed before, this is really the accountability mechanism for the number community. We expect the RAR from ICANN to finalize and sign the SLA no later than the finalized changes of the ICANN bylaws. With that, I think we are well on track. Thank you.
Thank you, Nirani, for that update. Looks like there's a lot of work to be done, and a lot of work is being done by the community, and we're making good progress. So I'm gonna real quick give an update on some of the key dates for the other projects that are shown on this timeline here. As you can see, we have shown here some of the key dates relating to the NAMES SLE project, the PTI project, the CSC project, and the RZERC project. With regards to the NAMES SLEs, some of the key dates are that we actually deployed the RZMS code changes in order to accommodate the new service level expectations that the NAMES community have, the CWG has defined, and that was deployed in early March. So now the work is ongoing to collect data in order to then set the performance target for IANA, which will then be inserted into the the ICANN PTI contract. And then on the PTI project, there you can see the work in, around the PTI right now is that we're working with the implementation oversight task force, which I will go through in a little bit more detail later, on finalizing some of the details around how PTI is going to be structured and implemented. Once that work is done, we expect that some of the PTI formation documents will be posted for a 30-day public comment period around the middle of May timeframe. It will be a 30-day public comment period, as I mentioned, so that will carry through to about mid-June. We'll then expect that the ICANN board will adopt those PTI formation documents somewhere at the end of June, early July timeframe, at which point in time ICANN can then move forward with incorporating PTI as an affiliate. And then following after the incorporation process will be the filing for 501c3 status for PTI. So that's what we have shown here for the PTI project. With regards to the CSC or Customer Standing Committee, the timing and the key dates that we're showing here is reflective of what we've shown the community in Marrakesh. In fact, we are actually working with the CCNSO and GNSO as well as the design team lead for the CSC within the CWG, who's Donna Austin, on clarifying some of the areas that may not have been entirely clear in the CSC charter. And we need this clarification in order for us to move forward with implementation. So some of the dates, key dates with regards to the CSC may shift and change a little bit. We're having conversations with regards to what the GNSO and CCNSO in particular needs to do to ready itself for the formation of the CSC. And based on that conversation, we may need to shift some of these dates. But as of right now, the dates that we're showing you here are the dates that we reflected in Marrakesh. The RZERC, which stands for Root Zone Evolution Review Committee, is another entity that is to be formed, and their role would be to advise the ICANN boards with regards to architectural and operational changes to the Root Zone. So for this process, for this entity, unlike the CSC, the CWG proposal did not provide a charter for the RZERC, and so we do have to take on the work of actually drafting the charter for the RZERC, putting that out for public comment, getting the ICANN board to approve that charter before we can do a call for expression of interest to have the SOs and ACs appoint members to this body. So that's the work that we have to do relating to the RZERG. Are there any questions or comments on this slide? Okay, let's move on to the next slide then. The next agenda item and the next slide that we want to show you has to do with the Implementation Oversight Task Force, or IOTF. This is a task force comprised of the CWG chairs, so Jonathan and Lisa, and the CWG design team leads. It also has Lisa Cooper from the ICG, Russ Housley from the IETF, and Oscar Robles and Herman Baudas from the Number Community, and also ICANN's implementation team. This group was formed in Marrakesh with the purpose of serving as a sounding board for ICANN's implementation team. We held the first kickoff meeting on the last day of the Marrakesh meeting, and since then there have been four calls. All of the calls are recorded, and the recordings are posted on the transition implementation page of the ICANN website. The group does have a public mail list, which is open to anyone who would like to be an observer, but only the people that I've mentioned before have posting privileges to this mail list. And decisions that are made within this task force are shared with the broader CWG. So on the four calls that the task force has had, agreement has been reached on a couple of items that we're showing you here on the slide. The first item is with regards to PTI Independent Board of Directors. The decision around this item is that the ICANN NOMCOM will be the appointing body for the two PTI Independent Board of Directors. The CWG proposal was not explicit around this point and only mentioned that a rigorous process such as the ICANN NOMCOM process be used. So the task force confirmed that indeed it should be the ICANN NOMCOM that would be the appointing body and that PTI direct customers would define the selection criteria. Because there is not adequate time for the FY16 NOMCOM to carry out its usual rigorous process to appoint two PTI independent board of directors during this cycle, it was decided that Jonathan and Lisa would serve as the interim PTI independent board of directors, assuming there are no conflict and independence issues. And this decision was shared with the CWG as well, and there were no objections to this. And again, Jonathan and Lisa would serve in the capacity as interim PTI independent board of directors until the FY17 NOMCOM process is able to appoint the members, the board of directors. The other item where decision has been reached within the task force is that PTI will perform all three IANA functions. As some of you may recall, ICANN staff presented a different approach at ICANN 55, but after some discussion with the task force, it was clear that the intention of the proposal had always been that the three IANA functions would be kept together. And it was envisioned that the operation of all three IANA functions would be moved to PTI. So although doing so would create some operational complexities, because it was envisioned by the community that this is what should happen, ICANN has agreed that all three IANA, the operation of all three IANA functions will be moved to PTI. So the one thing to be clear of is that this agreement is just around what functions PTI will perform. The topic of PTI staff is still under discussion. Some of the other topics where discussions are underway with the task force include discussions around the RZERG charter, what should be included as a scope, et cetera, the PTI articles of incorporation, PTI bylaws, and PTI conflict of interest and anonymous reporting policies. We've received some good feedback from the task force on these topics and are continuing to work through them. So that's the update on the IOTF. Lisa, I don't know if there's anything else that I didn't cover that you want to bring up or if you want to share any additional thoughts with regards to the IOTF.
Well, thank you, Trang. I just wanted to add, I think this is a very valuable exchange we're having, and I think it's actually speeds up the process instead of slowing it down, and we try to keep up the pace of the implementation. And the group and the DT leads has been very satisfied with the cooperation with the implementation team, and we think it's really helpful to have these calls.
Thank you, Lisa. Yes, I agree. I think the exchange has been very good and very productive feedback and input. All right, so that is all of the materials that we actually have prepared for you today. Is there anything else that anyone on the call would like to comment on or bring up for discussion? Very quiet group today. Everyone's thinking and focusing on the bylaws, maybe. all right. Well, Akumi, is there anything else that you'd like to bring up before we close the call?
No, I think that, we keep plugging in. I mean, we need to still have a lot of work to do, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, then we'll give everyone some valuable time back. We'll go ahead and wrap up. As a reminder, we are alternating the times for these calls to accommodate time zones. So next month's call is going to be at 1400 UTC on May 3rd. Yes, and Lisa commented in the chat room that, yes, the bylaws are in focus. Yes. So thank you very much, everyone, for your time today, and talk to you next month. Thank you.
Thank you, and bye.
Bye.
Bye.